Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterble Show. Great to be here with you. Always happy to catch up with our next guest because he is a tremendous patriot. He is somebody who has served honorably in the House of Representatives and has a lot of experience. Former Congressman Mark Walker joins us here. Hello, Congressman. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope you are today.
I'm doing well. I can't tell you the number of people who have come up to me and said, I don't quite understand this back and forth, this fight over who's going to be the Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy, is it going to be somebody else? How is this all going to work? You were in the Congress. You served with Representative McCarthy, Leader McCarthy at this point. You served with Steve Scalise and Liz Cheney. Talk a little bit about this process that's going to unfold and how this is going to work.
Yeah, it's gotten very tenuous because, as your listeners probably know, you have to have the majority, which is 218. Now, any members out the day that you vote, which is the same day the new class is sworn in, it might lower the number. There was actually a Democratic member that just was deceased, so maybe that number gets lowered. It all depends. But if everybody is there, of the 435, you need one plus the majority, which is 218. That is the challenge that majority leader, or minority leader right now, would have to have, Kevin McCarthy, to be able to earn that vote. I also am friends and have known Andy Biggs and Matt Gaetz and Ralph Norman, who was just texting with him, Chip Roy and some others, that specifically are trying to negotiate two specific items before. Biggs and Gaetz have already said they're not voting for McCarthy at all. I think Bob Good from Virginia and Ralph Norman are willing to listen, but it comes down to two things. One, the ability for any House member to call for a vote to abdicate the speakership, in other words, to vote the speaker out that very moment. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is they're asking that the committees are the ones that have the responsibility to assign the new members or other members to serve on said community. Now, I'm trying to stay out of the weeds, but let me finish it up with this.
Sure.
Right now, there is a 30-member steering committee and has been for decades. In that steering committee, they decide which members, like this freshman class, this 30, 40 members coming in, they will decide which committee member or which committee these members will serve on. And they also decide who chairs that committee. Mm. What these groups are asking, or this small group here is asking, that they want the committee to decide that, as opposed to this kind of larger steering committee that's made up of the different members of leadership, but also regional presidents, if you will. That's the challenge. So far, McCarthy has not been willing to give on those two, which still continues to create this friction right now.
So, and I think that's surprising. I hadn't realized that there was like the group of 30 that decides who goes and sits on which committee. I mean, that is really quite something. And then the idea of the committee not deciding their own leader. In that, I mean, if you and I get called in for jury duty, we have to pick a foreperson in the room, right? I mean, that's the most democratic thing there is, little d democratic, right?
You do. And three times I was up to serve on the most powerful committee in Congress called the Ways and Means Committee. They tier these committees by A, B, and C. There's no freshman that will get on A committee. But three times I was bypassed that by the steering committee because they look at two things. Number one, they pull out a book to see where are you in paying your dues, what they call across the street, which is the National Republican Congressional Committee. Mm-hmm. If you're not caught up on your dues, you pretty much get voted down. If you are, the second thing they look at your whip count score. In other words, how many times did you vote with leadership when you were told to vote a certain way? My whip count score was always the lowest. I'm blessed to be the last member to get a balanced budget member on the floor, and I never voted for these big budgets or these omnibuses. So that damaged my whip score, and I never, even though I was able to elect as the chair of the largest caucus in Congress, the Republican Study Committee, mm-hmm. and I ran conference right as vice chair, the fourth highest ranking position. The steering committee blocked me three times from serving on what's called the most powerful committee because my whip count score wow. wasn't where it needs to be. That's what's frustrated the members and saying, no, we want to pick who serves on these committees with us.
When you have to go across the street and pay the dues, what does that number look like? A hypothetical number. What do those dues look like that have to be
great,
paid?
Great question, Brett. For all freshmen, when I came in and sworn in January 2015, it was $200,000 each for each member. Once you start climbing the rank for a chairman, when I left, I was the ranking member on intelligence and counterterrorism.
That's huge.
My dues had climbed to $545,000, and that's per every cycle, every 2 years. And that's what I didn't come close to paying it because it's very difficult to right. spend that much time raising money and also do your job, and that's the challenge at times.
So you got to call so-and-so, can you kick in $10,000, $5,000, whatever? I mean, they're wanting you to work those phones and shake that tree.
Yes, and I just frankly didn't spend a lot of time across the street
yeah.
going down these phone lists raising money when I should be advocating for the people back home that I'm representing. And look, to be fair, some of it goes to good cause in the sense for some of these members that are in swing states, it's kind of a pool to help them.
Yeah,
but you don't get to pick where that money goes to, and it could be being funded a more moderate somebody than what you believe from more of a conservative mindset, and that's mm-hmm. the challenge and the frustration. And both sides, Republicans and Democrats, they have these machines, if you will,
yeah.
that basically works out this way.
So if I'm not going to say a specific name, but if you were up at the upper end, right? You're a whip, or you're the minority leader, or the majority leader, or you're what's that bill looking like for those guys and gals?
Well, all those leadership positions have been in place. Now, when it comes back, following back up to the steering committee,
sure.
The majority leader gets 4 votes in the room. The whip gets 2 votes.
Gotcha.
If it's the speaker gets 8 votes. The leader of that group gets 4, and then the whip gets 2. So you're already kind of weighing the scale, specifically what the speaker and the leader and the whip would want. That's what, 14 of the 30 votes right there.
Right.
So that's how the internal workings work on the specific steering committee.
Gotcha.
And that's where Bob Good and Ralph Norman, Gates and Biggs, mm-hmm. and a handful of others have said, we need to change that system,
right.
And that's where the sticking place is. And some of these are regional representatives. For example, North Carolina and Virginia mm-hmm. represent one region. I think Patrick McHenry is the rep in the steering committee for that.
Gotcha.
Florida has its own because they have like a larger number. And then Texas, because they have 23 Republicans, actually have 2 reps in the meeting.
Gotcha. Wow, you're so informative, Congressman Walker. I mean, just absolutely informative, and I think you've opened a lot of eyes in terms of how this stuff has to work out. And I'm grateful for you to share that with us. Have you got any particular website you want folks to go and check out with the good stuff that you're up to?
Oh, goodness gracious. Probably not today because I want to stay focused on getting this Herschel Walker victory
yep.
down there because that race is important. But sometime soon we will have one for you.
You got it. And the door's always open, my friend. Have a great weekend, a blessed holiday season, and let's get together again soon, sir.
Same to you, Brett. Take care.